Archer's Omnibus for the week of the 24th until the 28th of November, 1997.
Just try some of this stuff on the leads.
I don't want to hold you up anymore.
Oh, you never know. There. Final try.
Oh, leave it, Debbie. You've got work to do.
It's been acting temperamentally for a while. I did ask George to have a look at it over the weekend, but, you know.
Yeah. Well, if you're sure there's nothing more I can do...
Oh, I'm very grateful to you for trying.
I had better be getting back.
Oh, hello. Looks like you've got a visitor. I'll see you soon. Oh, give my love to George.
I will, thanks. Hello, Jill.
Hello. Debbie, are you on your way home?
Yeah.
Tell Jenny I'll be over to see her later on, will you? About 11.
Sure, will do. Bye.
Bye, and thanks for your help.
Problems with the car?
Only that I can't get the wretched thing started.
Oh, how annoying.
Well, I've got to go into Borchester.
You could borrow mine.
You just said you were going down to Home Farm to see Jennifer.
And walk to Home Farm.
Oh, it's very kind of you, Jill, but it's okay. I'll use the Land Rover.
Well, the offer's there if you need it.
Oh, before I go, I'll give the garage a ring and see if they can come over and sort out what's wrong.
Could be just damp on a morning like this.
Always assuming that the prospect of having to answer the door to the garage man doesn't send George into a sharp decline again.
Is he still no better?
Not really.
I'm sorry I didn't get round to see him over the weekend.
Oh, don't be silly.
Kenton took me out on both days.
Oh, lovely. Somewhere nice.
Shopping and lunch in Bath on Saturday and Warwick Castle yesterday.
Wonderful. Oh, I envy you.
George will get better. You know that, don't you?
To be honest, Jill, I'm beginning to wonder.
Of course he will.
But he won't do anything. I've tried everything I can think of, but he just sits in his chair and stares at the television or at the wallpaper.
I know it's hard for you.
Well, not just for me. There's poor Eddie, charged with grievous bodily harm.
Yes, isn't it awful?
You know, and I know, that he'd never have had anything to do with such a brutal...
Of course not.
And George knows it too. But will he do anything to help Eddie? I've tried to persuade him to get on to some of his keeper friends, for instance.
They might have heard something.
Exactly. You know, rumours maybe about deer poachers operating in the area.
But he won't.
Says he's not up to it at the moment. He'll do it when he feels better.
Would you like me to try having a word with him?
Oh, I don't know, Jill. Maybe. But I'm not sure you'll get very far.
Yes, I see. Well, I'm afraid I'm not really the person to ask. The moment he comes in. Yes, I will, no problem. Mm-hmm, yep, bye. Very strange.
What is?
Not quite sure what Dad's going to make of all that.
Who was it?
One of his colleagues from Borchester Land. Sorry, Kate, what was it you were saying before the phone rang?
I wasn't saying anything, actually. I'd only got as far as asking you if you had a couple of minutes.
Oh, right.
But I can see you're busy.
OK, no, don't be dull.
It doesn't matter.
No, of course I've got a couple of minutes. Kate, sit down.
Well...
What's the problem?
I'm not... Maybe it's not...
Tell me.
Promise you won't breathe a word to Mum or Dad.
Of course.
Like, serious promise, I mean. Grown-up stuff.
Serious. Go on.
Well...
Oh, no.
Hello?
Come in.
Debbie, you don't know where Jenny... Oh, hello, Kate.
Hi.
How are you? Sorry. Have I come at a bad moment?
It's all right. We were just... I've got to go anyway.
Kate,
things to do.
Please.
I'll see you later, Debbie.
No, Kate, hang on.
I really have come at the wrong time.
Sort of, I'm afraid.
Barging in on you like that, interrupting. I do apologise,
oh,
Debbie.
You want to know, don't worry. You're looking for Mum?
The back door was open. There was no one in the kitchen and I heard voices coming from here, so I thought, you know, seeing she was expecting
you. Yeah, I did give her your message and she was expecting you, but, well, I'm afraid in the meantime she had an urgent call from Gran.
Peggy's not ill?
No, not ill as such. She's having some sort of crisis. You're worrying about Jack.
Oh, it'll be the shoot.
Yeah, he's still fretting about it. And evidently he's getting up first thing every morning again to feed the birds himself.
Oh, no wonder Peggy's concerned.
Mum thought she ought to go over and try and calm her down.
2:27 change. Oh, don't forget your carrots.
Oh, thanks. Pat, are you all right?
What? I'm rushed off my feet and totally preoccupied, if you really want to know.
Of course, your first weekly order for the new wholesaler. How's it going?
Don't ask. We've got to get 1,000 pots of fruit yoghurt ready for collection on Wednesday, not to mention the regular Underwoods order, which is due out on Thursday.
Crikey.
And the way we're going, we haven't got a hope. On top of which, John can barely string two words together. He's so miserable, and Tony's too busy to serve in the shop, so I'm having to keep dashing in here as well.
No wonder you look harassed, but...
Ready?
Pat, I'm sorry to bother you, like, but could I possibly have a word with Clary? Hello, Mrs. Barford.
Oh, hello, Eddie.
I know it's not quite a proper...
No, that doesn't matter.
But I've just come from seeing O'Shea, and I know Clary would be desperate to know what she said.
Of course. She is. I'll get her.
How are you, Eddie?
Jane, can you get Clary, please?
Been better, to tell you the truth.
Tell her Eddie's here.
Of course.
Still,
Yes.
Eddie, why don't you go to the house and talk there? The kitchen door's open.
You sure?
I'll send Clary over.
Oh, it's all very much. I appreciate it.
It's okay. Oh, heavens. Not the person you most wanted to bump into.
I feel so awful, Pat, about what's happening to the Grundys. And they must wonder why on earth George seems so determined not to lift a finger.
Eddie? Oh, where is he? I sent him over to the house so you could talk in private.
Oh, no, so sorry. I didn't mean him to come and see me.
No, it's all right. You go over there.
Oh, if you're sure. Oh, hello, Mrs. Barford.
Hello.
I didn't go see on, you. Go on. Take as long as you want to.
Thank you. I won't be long. I just need to... It was very kind of you, Pat.
Sorry. He got Clary as well.
What must she be thinking?
I'm sure she understands.
I'm not sure I would in her position.
Well, it's not George's fault.
Oh, I know, but I do feel...
Anyway, is there really that much he can do? Other than tell the police that Eddie isn't the type to go around bashing people? I mean, what more can he say?
Actually, it transpires there is more.
Sorry?
Quite a lot more, maybe. And he really should have said it some time ago.
What do you mean?
Well, my car's out of action today, so I've been using the Land Rover.
Yeah, I noticed.
In the glove compartment of which I found George's notebook.
His notebook?
Most keepers have one, so they can jot down details of anything suspicious they see. Car number plates, descriptions, that sort of thing. George is no different. And there's all sorts of data in there, right up to the day he was attacked.
And he hasn't...
I'd forgotten all about its existence, but surely George can't have forgotten about it. He used it every day. Just he's never got around to mentioning it.
Well, come through. Excuse the noise. Don't tell me the levellers.
Wow, pretty good, Deb. And what do you reckon?
It's very loud.
Kind of the point.
Well, park your bum. I've just took those clothes on the floor.
Oh, cheers.
Do you want some lunch? I was just...
No, I'm fine. I just came over to...
Look... I'm sorry we were interrupted earlier.
Huh?
In the office, when Jill came in.
Oh, that, no big deal, it's cool.
What was it you wanted to talk to me about?
Nothing, really, it's not important.
Come on, Kate. We've had this conversation already. It obviously is important. So why don't you just tell me?
I'm worried I may be pregnant.
What?
You heard.
You're winding me up.
Of course I'm not winding you up.
But
I'm really late.
How late?
I'm not sure exactly. More than a week.
But surely you haven't been so stupid.
No, I haven't. That's why I can't understand it. I've always been dead careful.
Well, in that case, you probably aren't pregnant at all.
It happens, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, but...
And anyway, I feel pregnant.
Okay.
I do.
There are all sorts of reasons why you might be late. Well, stress, for starters. My peers went haywire for ages after the raid on the shop.
Not surprising. That was major.
Well, you've been through a lot. All that stuff with the bypass protest and then splitting up with Roy. You're a prime candidate.
You reckon?
Oh, it happens to loads of people. Then, of course, they worry and that makes it worse.
Yeah. I've read the problem page in just 17, too.
Well, then, don't panic. Honestly, Kate, just hang on a bit before you jump to any conclusions.
But I know, Debs. I just know.
She just kept going over and over it. What happened on that evening? Exactly where Clive was when I picked him up. What time it was. What was he wearing? What he said. Am I sure he said there was a train at 11:20?
Yeah, I know, love, but she's got to.
She knows all that already.
She's got to be sure.
I've been through it all with her loads of times.
She's got to get all the details.
She don't believe me, does she?
Of course she does.
That's why she keeps making me go over and over it.
That's nonsense,
she
Eddie.
Thinks I'm making it up.
She doesn't. She's just trying to help you, remember. Trying to make sure there ain't nothing you've left out that might be useful. That's why she's doing it.
Yeah, that's what she said and all.
Because it's true.
It's all down to this flaming blood on me jumper. She kept saying we got to find out how it got there.
Yeah,
let's assume for a moment, she said, that Clive was involved and had blood on him when he got in the van.
Think
carefully. Did you have a fight with him? Did you brush up against him? Could you have been thrown together by the motion of the van? Was there any physical contact at all between you?
There wasn't.
Yeah, I gave him a cuddle.
Oh, dear.
As far as I can remember, we never touched each other. So how did it get on me jumper?
Oh, I wish I knew, love.
So do I, but I don't. I keep going over and over it in me mind. And... oh, it don't look too good, does it?
Eddie, don't talk like that.
You expect me to talk?
You've got to be positive.
Police don't believe me. Clive's come up with a cast iron alibi for the evening he was in my van. There wasn't a train from Ollerton Junction, and I got George's blood on me jumper, and I don't know how it got there. What is there to be positive about?
You didn't do it.
That don't seem to be the point anymore.
You're innocent, and Usha will prove it.
Will she? God knows how.
She's a darn good lawyer, that's how. She will, Eddie. You'll see.
Oh, we loved having him. He's been no trouble at all. Daniel's been absolutely entranced.
I can see.
Oh, excuse me. No, you stay with Uncle David and Josh, Daniel, while I answer the door.
You can help me get all Josh's things together, Daniel, hey? That's it. And we'll put them in this bag, shall we? There's a good boy.
Hi, sis.
Sounds as if that's your other uncle come to visit.
Kenton.
What on earth is that enormous parcel?
Ah, not for you.
That's everything. Thank you, Daniel. Yeah, okay, Josh, I shan't forget you.
David and Josh are here.
I saw the car. Oh, Dave, you look smart. Going to an interview.
Hi, Kenton. No, I'm taking Josh into Pip's school.
Isn't he a bit young?
Hello, Daniel.
Uncle Kenton.
Not as a pupil, dope.
No, it's more like an exhibit, working model.
So Pip's class can learn something about babies.
Right, got you.
Have you got everything, David?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, hang on, Dave. Whilst you're here...
No, I can't hang on, really.
I've got some things for Pip and Josh, presents, but they're in the car.
Presents?
I've been shopping. I got this for Daniel.
Daniel, did you hear?
Presents.
Yes, this is for you.
I'm sorry, I told Pip's teacher I'd be there by one.
This huge parcel.
So I've really got to dash. It's all right, Josh.
Fair go, I'll bring them round later, shall I?
Fine. Thanks again, Sheila.
Oh, no problem. Can you manage? Wait a minute, Daniel. Mummy's talking.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Of course you can open it, Daniel.
Bye.
Bye, Dave.
What is it, Daniel?
A bag.
Yes, oh, my word.
Good, eh?
Daniel, what do you say?
Kenton.
And give Uncle Kenton a big hug.
Hey, let's put you on it, shall we? There you go, mate. Mummy won't mind you riding on her best carpet, will you, Sheila?
You'll have to show him what to do.
Put your feet on the pedals, yeah? And then you go push this one. That's it. Then... that one.
That's it, darling.
There you go. There's nothing to it. And it's got a horn.
Oh, mind the table.
Hey, come on. You've got to steer. Look, like this.
You shouldn't have spent all that money. It's lovely, but...
Well, I missed his birthday.
Yeah, but even so, I'm careful, darling.
He's getting the hang of it. Anyway, I thought it might stop you being cross with me.
About Mum and Dad's party? I wasn't cross.
Oh, could have fooled me. That's it, Daniel.
I just didn't know what was happening. And when I phoned and heard you were in L.A., I suppose I got it fixed in my mind you wouldn't be coming.
Sorry. Should have told you, I suppose.
Never mind. Oh, dear. Am I in the way? By the way, I've been meaning to ask you, who was that woman I spoke to?
A woman?
When I rang up.
Oh, that was probably Mel.
And who's Mel when she's answering your phone?
Oh, no one. Just someone I know. It's Daniel. Where are you going?
He's going into the kitchen.
Carry on.
Oh, sorry, Roy. Did you want me?
No, it's all right. Don't come down. A message from your dad, that's all. He got held up on his round this morning, so he's all behind.
Uh-huh.
Might be a bit late for milking, but he says he's coming.
I hope so, because David's taking Josh in to pick school this afternoon.
Oh.
I want to knock off when they get back. Hear all about it.
Don't worry. He'll be here. Do you want me to stick these bells on the trailer for you?
I wouldn't mind if you're offering.
Yeah, no problem. Save you coming down, wouldn't it?
Thought I'd try and get it loaded for tomorrow. While I had a minute.
Just mind where you're slinging them, that's all.
Don't worry. There you go. Good enough?
Yeah, I bumped into your brother-in-law earlier.
Kenton?
Yeah, he bought me and John a drink in the pub.
How is John, anyway?
Oh, miserable as sin.
Still?
He's brought it on himself, mind, really.
Have you seen anything of Haley?
Yeah, I bumped into her at the weekend, as it happens.
I heard from one of the mums she's still at her job.
I don't know how long that'll last, though. She's getting fed up with the commuting.
I can imagine.
She said she was thinking of looking for a job in Brum.
Really?
Yeah, though I didn't mention that to John. Blimey, have you seen who's coming? It's Michael Schumacher.
Daniel, what on earth have you got there?
It's his brand new trike.
Right.
That's right, darling. I'm very proud of it. He is too. Hi, Roy. You joined the workforce?
Oh, no. I just came to...
He's being a perfect gentleman and giving me a hand as I'm rushed off my feet.
Oh, I'm sorry. I won't hold you up.
Oh, no, I didn't mean...
I just wanted to tell you, David left a rattle of Josh's when he picked him up at lunchtime.
The idiot.
I thought Josh might miss it, so I brought it over. It's on Mum's kitchen table.
Oh, great. Thanks.
Oh, careful, darling. Don't go near the hay. Auntie Ruth's working.
Yeah, and she's lethal with them bales.
So where did this brand new trike come from, then? Been out shopping, have you?
No, Kenton has.
Kenton!
It was a present. And he's bought something for Pip and Josh as well.
How very embarrassing.
Quite.
Nonsense. That's what long-lost uncles are for. Isn't it, Daniel?
Oh. You.
Hello, John.
What do you want?
To see you.
Well, you seem me satisfied.
Don't be like that. I want to talk to you. I've come to try and sort things out a bit.
Oh, yeah? Like you did last week?
Yeah, well, I'm... Can I come in? Oh, please, John.
Yeah, I suppose so. Yeah, go on through. I mean, can't do any more damage than you've done already, can you?
John, look at the state of this place.
Yeah, terrible, isn't it?
Oh, when was the last time you did the washing up?
Well, is that what you wanted to talk about?
No, I bet you haven't had anything to eat this evening yet, either.
My lack of housekeeping skills.
Oh, John. I can't bear to see you unhappy.
I am not unhappy.
Of course you are. It's obvious.
No, I'm full of the joys of autumn.
And I keep hearing about you moping around, drinking on your own, that sort of thing. Anyway, it's written all over your face, John.
Okay, I'm unhappy, so what?
So, I don't want you to be. And you don't deserve to be.
Don't deserve to be? Yeah, it's a good one.
You don't?
Not much. Of course I deserve it. I'm a complete disaster.
Look, don't be daft.
Haven't you heard? I'm the bloke who acts like a prat all the time. Who makes a mess of everything he goes near and ruins everything for everyone.
You're talking rubbish.
No, I'm not. I've got a real talent for this. And it's not just me I make unhappy, you know. I can make everyone else unhappy at the same time.
Look, you never...
Ask Hayley! Ruined things for her, didn't I? Made her unhappy, all right. My parents? Yeah, I've upset them. My friends? They're totally fed up with me.
John!
I'm
John,
a real
don't.
Artist! I could ruin anything for anyone I could.
You've never ruined anything for me.
I've made a complete mess.
Look, that's nonsense.
I've cocked it up all the way, haven't I?
Look, come here.
Pathetic, stupid pillock.
Look, it's okay.
Complete mess from start to finish.
Look, it's all right, John. I've got you.
I wish I'd seen it.
You could hear a pin drop. And all their eyes, they were like saucers. They were staring at him as if they'd never seen the like.
Most of them probably hadn't.
Of course, Pip was revelling in it.
I gathered that from what she said when she got back.
She felt really important. You could see it. You know, it's like she'd say, this baby you're all drooling over. Well, guys, he's my kid brother, actually. Cool, eh?
She said one of the other kids had told her that she was going to tell her mum she wanted a little brother just like Pip Archer's.
What about her dad?
I don't think he was being consulted.
Yeah, well, you could see a lot of them were green with envy.
Did they learn anything, though, since that was the object of the exercise?
Well, Mrs. Elliot seemed to think so.
Good. So everyone was pleased?
Yep. At least till his lordship decided to fill his nappy.
Oh, yeah. I gather that was the highlight of the afternoon.
Well, you could hardly miss it. And they all started giggling and holding their noses. Mind you, Pip had it all under control. Don't worry, she said Daddy will deal with it.
Lucky old Daddy.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks for making the time to take him in, David. It was obviously a great success.
Ah, it's okay. Well, thanks for making the time to let Pip tell you all about it when we got back.
Yeah. I'm going to try and do that every day. You know, set some time aside for when she comes back from school so she can tell me her news.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Special delivery!
Oh, hello.
Hi, Kenton.
There's one.
What the?
Just get the other one. I got it as far as the doorstep. Not easy to carry both at once.
Don't worry, I'll shut the door.
There.
What's going on?
I told you, it's Shula's. Presents for the kids. Doll's house for Pip, and this one's a big teddy for Josh.
Kenton?
Big? It's enormous.
Kids are in bed now, I suppose. Sorry, meant to bring them round earlier, but something came up.
What's all this in aid of?
Oh, nothing in particular. I'm not here often, am I? Surely you don't mind me splashing out when I am.
I'm not sure it's good for them.
Ah, won't do them any harm.
Well, I suppose if you think of them as kind of early Christmas presents...
Oh, there'll be more presents at Christmas.
How do you mean?
I'll still be here.
Really? I assumed...
Oh, no. I thought I'd stay. A nice, traditional family Christmas at Brookfield. I'm really looking forward to it.
Don't apologise.
I didn't mean to, you know...
Oh, don't be silly. Shows how sensitive you are.
I don't usually...
Nothing wrong with being sensitive. That's one of the things I like about you.
Yeah, well...
One of the many things...
Oh, come on, Sharon, we've done all that.
No, John, it's important. I've been doing a lot of thinking over the last few days.
Join the club.
About just how much I do like you. I don't think I realised before.
Suddenly become clear, has it?
Sort of, yeah. Funnily enough, I think Clive's had a lot to do with it.
What do you want about Sharon?
Well, he was round again today. He's staying at his mum's for a couple of nights. Always sniffing round me ears, gets up me nose. But in a way, I'm glad... Because the more I see of him, the more I know it's you I want.
Yeah.
And Kylie thinks the same too.
And terrific.
You've been more of a father to her than Clive's ever been. Huh, couldn't even remember her right birthday, turning up 2 days late with her flaming card and present.
Yeah, look, Sharon, this is all very well...
Oh, don't laugh at me, John. This is difficult enough as it is.
I'm not sure that being told I'm a better bet than Clive Orobin... Hang on. You say he was 2 days late for Kylie's birthday?
Well, yeah, her birthday was on the Sunday and he came on the Tuesday. Look, John, I'm trying to tell you how I feel about you.
Oh.
And it's the only way I know how to do it. I like you a lot, John. Hell of a lot. You're not listening, are you?
What? Yeah, I am.
Do you want me to go?
What?
I will if you want. On the other hand, Kylie's stopping over with a friend for the night, so I don't have to.
Right, yeah.
It's up to you. John?
Sorry, I was... What did you say?
I said, it's up to you.
Oh, come on, open up! It's no good, I know you're in there, Orobin! Open this flaming door! Oh, come on, are you deaf or what?
About blooming time and all.
What the hell are you playing at, Eddie, making all that racket? You'll wake Tracy up.
I don't care who I wake.
Oh, charming.
You're the one who should be worried about attracting attention after what you've done.
What are you on about?
You beating up George Barford. That's what I'm on about.
Oh, blimey. Is that what you're waking me up for? To discuss that old chestnut? Thought it was salted.
No, it ain't.
I heard somebody had been charged.
Oh, very funny.
Can't remember who it was, but it wasn't me, Eddie. Because I was nowhere near George Barford when he was beaten up.
No. Just like you were nowhere near my van when I was giving you a lift to the station.
What are you talking about? Now, why would I be going to the station? There's no trains that time of night. Thought you'd have known that.
Oh, wipe that smile off your face, Orobin.
Yeah, anyway, I was in a pub in London at the time, as the filth will tell you, if you ask them nicely.
You were in my van, as we both know very well.
Knowing it's one thing, mate. Proving it's something else, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it just so happens I can prove it now.
Hey, there's a witness to the fact that you were in Ambridge on the day George was attacked.
Now, do me a favour.
Sharon told John Archer you brought Kylie's birthday present round that day.
Kylie's birthday wasn't on that
John
day.
John very kindly came round last night and passed the information on to me, and I'll be passing it on to the police.
Won't do you no good.
We'll see.
They won't be interested.
Oh, I reckon they will. At the very least, they're going to be interested to hear you were in Ambridge again, breaking the terms of your parole order.
He certainly seems a lot brighter this morning than when I saw him the other day.
It's the news about Uncle Tom, I think. It really seems to have bucked him up.
And it's quite definite, is it? There is a double room coming up at the Laurels.
It's available already. Just got to be decorated.
And then he and Prue can move in.
It shouldn't be more than a couple of weeks.
Well, it's wonderful.
George.
Are you all right, love?
Aye, I'm not that useless. I can't refill a pot of coffee. Pass your cup.
Oh.
We were just saying, isn't it wonderful about Tom and Prue getting this room?
Oh, aye. I'm very pleased for the both of them.
Could have taken ages.
Mm. Yeah, it's nice to hear a bit of good news for a change. Mm. There you are, Chris. Oh. Do you want another cup as well, Jennifer?
No, not for me, thanks, George. I ought to be going. I've got to go and see Jill to talk about... to talk about one or two things.
Are you sure?
Yes. I should have been there by now, really.
Oh, I'll get your coat. Oh, mm-hmm. I meant to ask. Is Kate all right?
Oh, don't.
I saw her in the shop and, well, she seemed very preoccupied.
Ah, you said, didn't you?
I know.
You said she looked a bit off colour.
She's been like it all week. There's something eating her. But, of course, I'll be the last person to find out what it is.
Well, I hope she's okay. Ah, there you are.
Yeah, well, so do I. We've had enough problems that it is just at the moment. But at least it's nice seeing you looking brighter, George.
Well,
I'll pop in again soon. It's all right, Chris, I'll see myself out. You sit down and finish your coffee.
Sure.
Yeah, I know the way. Bye.
Bye, Jennifer.
Oh, daft woman.
Why do you say that?
What does she know? It's nice to see you looking a bit brighter. Can you pass the sugar?
But you do.
Just because I made a second pot of coffee without falling apart.
Well, to be honest, that's more than you have been doing.
Yeah, well, not much difficult.
I know, George, but she meant well.
I suppose so.
Of course she did. Look, while you're finishing your coffee, do you think we could just have a quick look at that notebook of yours?
Oh, no, Chris, not that again.
But, George...
We've been all through it once.
But that's the whole point. We haven't.
Even before last.
You wouldn't go through it. You said you didn't feel up to it.
And I don't feel up to it now, either.
But when...
I don't know. Later.
When's later?
Another day.
It's important.
When I feel a bit better.
And for Eddie Grundy, it could be urgent. He's facing a police charge of grievous bodily harm, George. A charge of which we both know he's innocent. Then there may be things in that notebook that could help him. George? George, what are you doing?
I'm putting my coat on.
Why?
I'm going for a walk.
Oh, not now.
You've been on at me for God knows how long to get out and get some fresh air.
I know, but
so
I...
So now I'm going.
But, George, where are you going?
I haven't decided. But far enough to get away from folks who keep wanting to tell me how I feel and what I should be doing.
What a gorgeous smell.
They're Christmas puddings.
Heavens, isn't it a bit late to be making Christmas puddings?
Jill had a slight hiccup in the planning process.
Well, that's not like her.
Quite, but she did. And if it hadn't been for Kenton, it may well have been too late.
Kenton?
He's only just told us that he's staying for Christmas.
Really? Oh, how lovely.
Yeah, Jill's delighted, but anyway, he was saying how nice it was going to be to have an old-fashioned traditional Christmas with all the trimmings, which is when Jill suddenly remembered.
But she hadn't made the puddings, yeah. So she's commissioned you to do them for her, has she?
No, she made them yesterday, but she asked me to keep an eye on the steaming while she was out.
Oh.
Was it Jill you wanted to see?
Yeah, well, it was, really. I was hoping she might be able to, well, give me some advice.
Mm.
You must have heard about all this business with Mum and Jack.
Oh, the shoot, you mean?
Yeah. Well, it's getting worse. And I just don't know what to do.
There's no chance of Brian helping out again.
Well, Brian's got no hard feelings over what happened, but he just says so long as Jack doesn't like the way he does things, Meanwhile, Jack's getting more and more stressed, trying to do it all on his own. And Mum's getting more and more frantic, worrying about him.
Yeah.
And I came over to see if Jill could... think of anything that might help and for a bit of moral support, really.
Yeah, it's difficult, isn't it? But...
Yeah, what?
Well, I was just thinking, Bert's done quite a bit of beating at Grey Gables over the years.
Yeah, I think Brian mentioned he was there the other week.
Yes, he was. And he knows the setup, and he's very reliable. I wonder, perhaps we could lend Bert to Jack to help out, you know, for a few hours each day.
Oh, Phil, could you?
Well, I don't see why not. It's not exactly a busy time.
Oh. That'd be wonderful.
Well, I don't want to promise till I've thought it through.
No, of course.
But, well, leave it with me, Jennifer, and I'll see if I can sort something out.
All right, I'm coming. George.
Chris.
And Sean.
Chris,
what?
It was that girl.
George, what's
I'm
the
sorry,
matter?
Mrs. She was wearing it.
Oh,
that girl, down, I'm telling you, I could see she walked across right in front of me.
George, you're not making any sense.
I found him sitting on the Lawson Hope seat when I came out the village shop. He was obviously, you know, in a bit of a state.
Well, that's where she'd been and all, the shop.
Yes, hang on a minute, George. I'm sorry, Sean.
Well, I thought I ought to see if he was okay. He seemed a bit, you know, confused, upset, like.
Well, I was upset. I had reason.
I asked him what the matter was. He just kept on going on about his watch.
His watch?
Aye, that's what I've been trying to tell you.
I didn't know if you might have lost it on the green or something.
I can't have.
I had a quick look round. I couldn't see anything. Anyway, I thought it might be a good idea to make sure he got home safe.
Oh, thanks, Sean.
Well, that's okay. I'll be going now, then. You'll be all right, will you?
Yes, of course. I'm so grateful.
That's no problem. Bye, then. Bye, Mr. Barker.
Aye, ta-ra, lad. Chris, we've got to do something.
Yes, George,
before
all
she
right.
gets rid of it.
Just calm down and come through and sit down quietly, and then you can tell me what this is all about.
Well, I have told you.
Well, you're going to have to tell me again, because I can't make any sense of it so far. There you are. Sit down. Now, what exactly happened to get you into such a state?
It was that girl, Chris. She was wearing my watch.
Which girl?
On the village green. She weren't more than a few yards away.
Yes, but who was she?
Oh, you know, the one that had Orobin's kiddie. Oh, what's her name? She worked for Pat. Lived in their old caravan for a while.
Sharon?
Aye, that's her.
And you saw her on the village green?
I saw her. And then as she got a bit closer, I realised. There it was.
What?
Me watch, Chris. I told you, that girl was wearing my watch.
How could she have been?
Well, I don't know, do I?
It's impossible.
She was.
You must be mistaken.
I saw it.
But, George...
I'm telling you, she had my watch on.
Yes, yes, all right.
You don't believe me.
I think you might be a little...
Oh, blimey.
Yes, yes, I believe you, George. I just don't want you getting upset again.
Aye, well...
Please, just... Keep calm. There, that's better. Oh, this is all my fault, isn't it?
Well, how'd you work that one out?
I should never have let you go out on your own, and I shouldn't have put pressure on you earlier about the notebook.
Oh,
I'm
never mind
sorry.
That now.
I should have been.
You've got to do something, Chris.
Do something.
Where did she get it from?
Sorry?
Sharon. Where did Sharon get my watch from? I want to know. We must find out, Chris.
Yes. Yes, dear, we will, but not at the moment.
Hey, Clive, another pint and there's a change.
Sir.
Yeah, we seem to be seeing quite a lot of you in Ambridge lately.
I want to keep an eye on my family.
I thought he was supposed to stay in London most of the time.
Yeah, there's ways round that. My poor old mum depends on me, it does.
Ah, I see.
And Tracy. She needs keeping an eye on her all.
I'd have thought Tracy was big enough to look after herself.
I reckon she's been exploited.
Yeah? By who exactly?
Pat Archer. She's been making her go into that dairy at Cracker Sparrowfart every morning. Well, except Monday when she had a cold.
Oh, they had a big order to get out, didn't they?
That's done. But now they've got the regular order for, you know, thingamis to do, according to Pat.
Ah, yeah, Underwood. Oh, hello, Eddie.
Always something with her. Taking advantage, if you ask me.
What are you doing here?
Me? Well, having a pint. I would buy you one, but, you know, I'm a
bit short. I thought you'd be in the nick by now.
Yeah, I know you did. And now you've come to mention it, I've been wanting to have a word with you.
Why haven't they arrested you?
I don't take kindly to people trying to shop me.
Hey? How did you get away with it?
Not very kindly at all.
Hey, come on, fellas.
I asked you a question.
Why don't you go and hit your head on summat hard, Eddie?
Why haven't they arrested
Eddie,
you?
Eddie, leave it out.
Eh? You're breaking your parole conditions.
I've got permission to be in Ambridge.
You can't have.
So your little plan didn't work.
Why?
And while we're at it, trying to use Sharon as a witness won't work either. I had a word with her. She remembers. She was confused.
We're going to get you.
Hey, hey, Eddie, don't...
They've got nothing on me. Clive, get your hands off me.
My
hey,
bastard.
Stop it.
You bastard.
Stop it, the pair of you.
We know. Take
it. Pack it in. Look, pack it in, right. Look, I'll chuck you out. Pack it in. Peter. Peter,
I know what you're going to say.
How on earth did you manage to end up in here?
Couldn't help it.
Ending up in the cell?
He was winding me up, gloating. I just snapped. I'm sorry. I'm sorry about I come out at this time.
I can't pretend I was delighted to be woken so early.
Yeah. I've really blown it, haven't I?
Well, getting involved in a pub brawl is the last thing you need.
I know.
You could be charged with a fray. But I've done my best with the custody sergeant, and I'd say it's more likely he'll let you out with a caution.
Really?
Well, that'd be my guess. Just don't go near Clive again, please.
Oh, I won't, don't worry.
And leave the fighting to me, in court.
Sure. Oh, we're talking of which, there was something I wanted to tell you.
Yes?
Well, like you said, I've had plenty of time to think while I've been sat in here half the night. Mm. I reckon I might have come up with something.
What do you mean?
Well, about how that blood could have got on me jumper. I've remembered something else about when Clive was in the van.
Go on.
Well, when we got to the station, Mollerton Junction, he had a bit of trouble opening the van door. On the passenger side, it sticks a bit sometimes.
Yeah.
So I remember I leaned across and did it for him, like.
You think your jumper could have touched his clothes?
Well, I'm pretty sure it must have. Well, if you think about it.
Eddie, are you absolutely sure about this?
Yeah.
Because it could be vital.
Yeah, I'm quite sure. I don't suppose the police will do anything about it, though.
I can do something about it myself. A bit of active defence.
Such as?
Go on the offensive. Commission my own forensic test to be carried out on your clothes. If your jumper touched Clive's clothes, we should be able to pick up some fibres.
And if there are some fibres?
Let's take it one step at a time, Eddie, OK? And the first thing we need to do is get you out of here as soon as possible.
That's it. Go on, girl. Steady. Good girl, that's it. Good girl. Nearly there.
Bert?
Ah, Ruth, there you are.
What's going on?
Yeah, spotted by the calf decided to come out backwards.
Oh, no. How long has she been at it?
Oh, good 15 to 20 minutes.
You should have called.
Oh, I tried you. There's nowhere about.
Is she okay?
Well, I reckon so. She's calmed before.
Oh, let's have a look. Where's the gel? Yeah. You need to keep her well lubricated.
Oh, I have been.
She's pushing again. If we can just... The hips are nearly out. Come on,
careful,
Bert.
She don't.
Go on, that's it. It's coming. Bit more, Bert. That's it, that's it. Oh, damn.
Are you okay?
It's a wretched tear.
There, I had that. Oh, she stopped.
Good girl. Oh, I'm sorry you've been doing this on your own, Bert.
Oh, just so long as we don't get another one this evening.
The quiz match.
Oh, we don't want to miss that.
It's against one of the Darrington pubs, isn't it?
Oh, it's a crowd. Here, David was saying you were thinking of coming along to watch.
Lisha said she was going because Richard's in the team.
Ah, that's right. It's him, Roy, John and me.
So I said I'd meet her if I could get away.
David minding the baby, is he?
It's a turn. Hello, she's pushing me
there. Right you are.
That's it. Good girl. Brilliant. Okay, Bert.
Right you are.
She's got the hips out.
That's what we're waiting for.
She's fine. Aren't you? There we go. Of course, as far as the quiz is concerned, the big question is whether you're going to repeat your stunning performance of last week.
Ah, well, I can't promise.
Bit of a one-man show, by all accounts.
Well, I've got a kind of a funny feeling. I might do quite well again.
Well, I look forward to seeing you if your funny feeling turns out to be right.
Ah, it should be a good night. Oh, so long as I can stay awake long enough to answer the questions.
Have a late night, did you, Bert?
Well, it's the early morning was the problem.
Come again?
Well, I reckon it was a bit of a jolt to me system getting up at first light to feed them birds.
What birds?
Mr. Woolley's, you know, the boss lent me to Grey Gables part-time.
He's done what?
Well, I started this morning. That's why I wasn't here first thing.
But
careful, Ruth. She's starting again.
Hold her steady. Okay. Go on, it's coming. Keep going, Bert. That's it.
Oh, I thought it was going to be easy once the hips were out.
Good girl. That's it. Great.
Mind she don't trample her.
Okay, girl. Let's get these rocks off and have a look at you, shall we?
She okay?
There we go. She's fine. Well done, Bert. You did a good job. Bert, what's the matter?
You didn't know about me working at Grey Gables, did you?
No. I didn't.
Hello, Eddie. Running repairs?
Oh, well, Doc, yeah. Barbed wire's knackered.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Had to put in a couple of new posts. What are you doing over here, any road?
I came to see you.
I'm not ill.
And I'm not working. Even doctors get a day off sometimes, you know.
Yeah, more than farmers do.
Anyway, I thought you could do with a bit of cheering up.
Oh, yeah? Right, come on.
Thing is, John's pulled out the quiz team at the last minute.
Yeah, I bet we all know why and all.
Do we?
Well, you don't need to be Einstein to work out it's probably got something to do with Sharon Richards.
Oh, I did hear a rumour.
Well, that's why Ailey's gone and all, isn't it?
I really don't know, Eddie. But what I do know is we need a replacement in the quiz team.
Here, you couldn't just hold the strainer for me, could you?
The strainer?
This thing, yeah. To keep the wire taut, I'll bang a couple of staples.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, a bit tricky on your own. Be careful you don't let go, mind. Could have your eye out.
Oh, thanks a bunch.
That's it. If you can just, Right. That's got it. One more.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
So, how about it then, the quiz team?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, I seem to remember you used to do rather well on quiz nights.
Only when I cheated.
Oh, encyclopedia in the loo. Here, I wonder if that's the secret of Bert's success.
Oh, I'm not really in the mood, Richard.
It'll do you good. Take your mind off your problems.
I need more than a flaming quiz to do that, mate.
Oh, come on, Eddie, it's not that bad.
Oh, ain't it?
Well, obviously, Butch hasn't told me any details. But I got the general impression that she thought there might be some light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, well, they didn't charge me with anything else, I suppose.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah, before I left, the Nick Coverdale was asking me about what Clive was wearing.
When you gave him a lift?
Yeah. So, well, look, and on the bright side, I'm hoping that means they're beginning to believe me.
Must do, I should think. Are you sure about the quiz team?
Oh, I appreciate the thought, Doc, but I reckon I'll give it a miss, Tara, all the same. Hey, try Neil and Susan. They need cheering up and all.
So what's been getting them done?
Oh, Graham Royd has been giving Susan more grief at work, and she's applied for a couple of other jobs and ain't got them, that sort of thing.
Oh.
Just life, really. It's a pig sometimes, isn't it?
Ruth! There you are.
Oh, sorry I'm so late.
You missed the first half.
I know.
I did get you a drink. It's here. I don't know what sort of state it's in by now, though.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I'll drink it.
Problems with the children?
No, problems with the parents-in-law, huh?
Phil, do you know what he's done?
I have a feeling you're about to tell me.
He's only lent Bert to Grey Gables.
Pardon?
Part-time, to help Jack out with feeding his birds and so on. Of course, he never thought to mention it to David or me.
Oh, dear.
Let alone consult us before he did it. I've just been having it out with him and Jill.
I see why you need the drink.
I mean, I know he was only trying to be kind.
Well, you can't be all that busy this time of year.
That's not the point. David and I are supposed to be partners. It'd be quite nice if we were involved in these sorts of decisions.
Sure.
Not to mention the effect it might have on the work he does when he is at Brookfield. He was half asleep this morning.
Well, you'll be glad to know he's not half asleep this evening.
You what?
The quiz, he's been brilliant.
Oh, we're winning.
By miles, and Bert hasn't put a foot wrong.
So they're true, are they, these reports we've been hearing?
But he's amazing. You wait till you see him in action.
Oh, funny, I never thought of Bert Frey as a great intellectual. Oh, hello, Clary.
Hello, Ruth.
Hi.
Hello, Usha. There's Dad.
Oh, yeah, yeah, help yourself.
Ta.
How are you, Clary?
Oh, not too bad. No. By the way, Usha, I wanted to say thanks ever so much for all you've been doing for Eddie.
Oh, don't be silly.
No, I mean it. Eddie says you've been brilliant.
Well,
and he were ever so encouraged by the fact they asked him about Clive's clothing in the police station. Oh, now, that must be a good sign, mustn't it?
I hope so.
Do you think, you know, things might be...
It's very difficult to say, Clary. Like I said to Eddie, we just have to take it a step at a time.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't... Well, you come in here to get away from work. I shouldn't have...
No, it's okay.
Oh, hello, Doctor.
Hi.
I'd best be getting back to the bar before Sid thinks I'm on strike.
See you later. Poor old Clary.
You only just got here, Ruth?
Oh, it's a long story.
Of family strife.
Oh, sounds fascinating. Well, that reminds me. How did David get on the other day? He told me he was taking Josh into Pip's school.
It went very well, apparently.
I bet the kids absolutely adored him.
He seems to have done Pip a lot of good as well.
Proud of showing her brother off, was she?
Yeah, and she's been a lot calmer the past couple of days. I don't know...
Ladies and gentlemen, if I could have your attention, we're just about to begin the second half.
Wish me luck.
You don't need luck. You've got Bert.
Not just a one-man team, you know.
If team members could get ready, please.
It is, more or less.
Well, Susan's answered a couple of questions.
Only because Bert let her.
And I got the one about the intercostals.
Oh, so you should. You're a doctor.
Yeah, Roy thought they were a group of islands in the Pacific.
Concentrate or you'll miss the start.
Just to remind you of the score at the halfway stage, it's the Bull, 64 points, the Crown at Darrington, 42. Yay! So, if those teams are ready...
Everyone all right? Yeah, we're ready.
Fine. Right. We start the second half with another specialist round. This time the subject is FA Cup Finals. Oh,
great for Susan.
The Bull to go first. Manchester United were the people's favourites to win the 1958 Cup Final. But who beat them?
Bolton Wanderers.
Correct. Who scored for both sides in a Wembley Cup Final?
Oh, I know this. Played for Man City. It was against Spurs.
Tommy Hutchinson.
Correct. Who scored the only goal in the Centenary Cup Final?
Alan Clark, 1972, Leeds against Arsenal.
Correct. And which club won the FA Cup for the first and only time in its history in 1987?
Coventry City.
Correct. Clear round for the ball.
See, what did I tell you?
The crown. First question. Which was the only year the FA Cup was won by a team from outside England?
Has it been like that all evening? Sport, pop music, geography. Geography.
Even the round on US presidents. You name it, he's answered.
Any answer? Yes?
26.
I'm sorry, no. The ball, can you take it?
Cardiff City won the Cup 1927.
That's correct. Bonus to the ball.
He's brilliant, isn't he?
How the hell does he do it?
Hello, Pat. Emergency purchase.
Sorry?
The coffee. Oh, I see. Yeah, we'd run out completely, and I'm no use to anyone till I've had my morning coffee.
How's it going?
Oh, hectic.
Did you get your 1,000 pots done?
Yes, we did. And the order for Underwoods as well.
Congratulations.
Between you and me, though, Chris, we only just made it.
Really?
Yeah, it was touch and go till the last minute. Rather too close for comfort.
Well, it was the first week.
Yeah, that's true. And we've learnt a lot. Tony and I were talking about it last night. I'm going to do it a bit differently for next week.
So it's not so frantic?
Yeah, we're starting on the first batch today, and I'll try and make another over the weekend. Get ahead of the game a bit.
That makes sense.
That'll take some of the pressure off. Don't think I could cope with too many weeks like this one. I'm sorry I haven't been round to see George, by the way.
Oh, don't be silly.
Just haven't had a moment. How is he?
Well, much the same.
Finding that notebook in the Land Rover didn't spur him into action.
No, though he did agree to my passing it on to the police, which is something, I suppose.
You've given it to them, have you?
Oh, they were very grateful, but there again, you see, I told George how pleased the police were, what they'd said and so on, and he just said, oh, aye, and went on reading his paper.
I am sorry, Chris.
Won't show any interest in anything. Oh, except this girl and his flaming watch.
What?
Oh, haven't you heard about that?
No.
Well, he went for a walk, Tuesday it was, and evidently he saw Sharon on the village green, or coming out of the shop or something, and he came home convinced that she was wearing his watch.
His watch?
Well, exactly, Pat. I mean, it's obviously his mind playing tricks.
Well...
But he's been going on and on at me ever since.
Well, perhaps
he wants me to go and talk to her about it.
And you're not keen?
Well, it's no point. He's obviously mistaken.
There's absolutely no possibility
that Sharon could have George's watch.
Wow, where that girl's concerned, Chris, nothing would surprise
me.
Well,
now, surely...
It might just be worth checking it out, if George is so insistent. Even if only to stop him nagging you.
I don't even know where she lives.
Yeah, well, so happens I can help you out there. I had cause to visit Sharon myself not so long ago. I'll give you the address.
Debbie!
Oh, hi, Roy. Oh, I wouldn't come too close. It's pretty muddy round here.
Ah, it's all right. Don't let me interrupt you.
Oh, just feeding this lot.
It looks like a nice bit of silage.
Yeah, it's not bad.
So I suppose you don't know where Kate is?
No, not sure.
Oh, there's no one in the cottage, and I've tried the house, but she's not there either. But I saw you out here.
Well,
and...
she may have gone into Borchester.
Oh.
She did say something about having some shopping to do, I think. Want me to give her a message?
Well, I've got this money for her, for the bike.
I'll take it if you want.
Oh, no, I'd better...
I was joking.
Oh, right. Look, I've got to go into college for a couple of lectures this afternoon, but if you can tell her I'll come over this evening...
Sure.
And I'll settle up with her.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks. Well, I'll...
Roy, you were in the quiz team last night, weren't you?
Yeah.
So is it true what I've been hearing?
Well, it depends on what you've been hearing.
Well, that the Bull won easily.
That's true.
And it was mainly down to Bert again.
Well, that's true and all, yeah. He got the vast majority of our points. Well, just like last week. Probably even more than last week.
How's he doing it? Is he cheating?
I don't see how he can be, really.
Well, not nipping off to the loo in the middle of the questions.
No, he never left his seat during the actual quiz.
Oh, there must be some explanation.
He says the answers just come to him.
Really? Well, perhaps they do. Seems a bit strange, though, doesn't it?
He says he's got a gift.
She's just popped over to Uncle Tom's, I'm afraid, Chris. Was it important?
No, it's just she asked me to let her know how I got on with Sharon.
Oh, yes, the watch business. She told me about it. What did Sharon say?
Well, nothing yet. That's the point.
You go over to Loxley Barrett?
Yes, but I couldn't get any answer at the address Pat gave me. Uh-huh. I wondered if I'd maybe written it down wrong.
Oh, well, I could... Oh, sounds like Pat now. You can ask her.
Ah, that's good.
Tony! Tony, you'll never guess.
Pat, what on earth's the matter?
Oh, I am hopping now, Tony. That's what's the matter. You didn't find Sharon when you went over to Loxley Barrett, did you, Chris?
No, I was just...
That's because she's in Ambridge.
Oh.
I came out of Uncle Tom's house, and there she was, bold as brass, letting herself into April Cottage.
Oh, blimey.
So, if you want to talk to Sharon, April Cottage is where you'll find her.
Well, perhaps I...
In fact, she seems to have got her own key.
I think I'd better go.
What's she doing there?
I'd better be getting on.
Oh, I'm sorry, Chris. It's just that
It's all right, Pat. I'll see you later. Bye.
Yeah, bye, Chris.
Tony, what is that boy playing at?
John? I don't know.
He claims to be absolutely gutted because Haley's walked out on him.
Yeah, he is. It's been as miserable as sin.
Now he's got Sharon going round again.
Yes.
Even when he's not there himself. Can't he see the damage that girl's done already?
No, apparently not.
She's the one that's caused him all the misery in the first place.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, don't just keep agreeing with me, Tony.
Yeah, well, what else can I say?
I think of what we can do about it.
Well, I'm not sure there's anything we can do.
He's our son, and he's just...
We've been down this road before, Pat.
Oh, he's behaving like a complete idiot.
Yeah, well, of course he is. But he's 21. He's an adult.
Why doesn't he act like one, then?
Now, I think we've just got to sit tight and wait for him to come to his senses.
It makes me so sad.
Yes, I know, love.
And it's such a waste. Oh, I suppose you're right. If we try to say...
It could make things worse.
Yeah, we'll just be accused of interfering. Yeah. Not easy, though, just sitting by. Oh, I better go and see how things are doing in the dairy.
Oh, before you do, you know that girl I said I saw in our field the other day, with the binoculars and what have you?
Yeah.
Well, Roy saw her too.
Roy did?
Yeah. Told me when he brought the veg this morning. He saw her from the road as he was going past on his bike.
Oh, yeah?
Mm. And he says he's pretty sure it was some maps she was looking at.
Really? That's strange.
So, who do you suppose she was?
Probably just some student doing a project.
Yeah, that's what Roy said. But I'm not so sure. If she was a student, she'd have asked permission.
Not necessarily.
Well, I reckon there's more to it than that, Pat. And I'd like to know what.
Aunt Mrs. Barford.
Hello, Sharon.
John's not here, I'm afraid.
I haven't come to see John.
Oh, I'm just... He said I could use his telly to watch a video. There ain't no video where I'm staying, and there's this film I've been dying to see.
I'm not here to check up on you.
Oh, I thought you might be wondering.
I wanted a word.
Well, if you've come to tell me to stay away from John...
I haven't. It's none of my business.
You're his aunt or something, aren't you?
Great aunt, actually, but...
Oh, so what is it you want, exactly?
Well, it's a bit awkward, and it'll sound rather odd, but I wanted to ask you whether you have a watch.
Whether I've got a watch?
I know it's a strange question.
Well, I used to have a lovely watch, but I lost it in Leeds. Dead cut up about it, I was. Tried everything, but I never found it.
But...
Then after that, I never had one for ages.
But have you got one now?
Well, yeah. I've got this old thing. It's a man's watch, really, but it keeps good time.
Right. I see.
Well, it looks a bit daft on me, I know.
Where did you get it?
What?
I'm sorry, I just wondered where you got it. Do you mind me asking?
Suppose not.
I was given it.
Oh? Who?
Clive give it me.
Clive?
Yeah, I had trouble believing it at all. Not noted for giving stuff away isn't Clive. But I'd been saying how difficult it was sometimes not having a watch. And a couple of weeks ago when he was over here, lo and behold, he brought me this one.
Look, I'm not stopping.
No, come in, Debs. I've been meaning to...
I just came to apologise.
Sit down. Apologise about what?
About Roy.
What about Roy?
Has he been round?
No.
Right, well, he's coming this evening. He was looking for you this morning and he asked me to give you the message.
Right.
But I'm afraid it went clean out of my head.
It's cool.
I'm sorry.
Who cares?
Kate, you okay?
No.
What's the matter?
I've got something to tell you. Oh, hell.
That'll probably be him now. Look, I'll go.
No, stay. Please, Debs. Roy.
Oh, hi, Kate. I got... hello, Debbie.
Hi, Roy.
I've got the bike money for you.
Great, thanks.
Well, don't you want to count it or something?
I trust you.
So, how's...
Thanks for the money, Roy. I'll see you around, yeah?
Kate,
I'm kind of like a bit busy at the moment.
I thought...
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean. I'll leave you to whatever it is you're busy with. Bye, Debbie.
Bye, Roy.
Yeah, bye.
That was a bit much, wasn't it, Kate?
How do you mean?
Well, I know you've split up and everything, but do you really have to be quite so hard on him? Maybe he was...
Yeah, well, never mind that now. Like I was saying, I've got more important things to worry about.
You still haven't come on, have you?
It's worse than that.
You mean?
I couldn't take it any longer, so I went into Borchester today to get one of those kits.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done the test. And I'm pregnant.
Oh, Kate.
I don't know how it can have happened.
I'm quite sure.
But it has.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, Kate, no, come here.
I'm pregnant, Debs.
Oh, it's okay.
I don't know what to do about it.
Well, look, surely the first thing you must do is to tell Roy. Hmm?
Yeah, well, that's another problem. I'm not actually sure that Roy's the father.
The Archers was written by Mick Martin and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Jeremy Meadow and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.